Thank you. how you enjoy meetings, or to put it exactly, this is how you enjoy the presence of the Lord. In any meeting, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, you know, he never says, I'm with Pentecostal, so I'm with charismatics. He says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I is.
Yes.
But we don't recognize. Oftentimes we gather together in the name, but we don't quickly recognize the presence of us. That's what makes a meeting meaningful and joy. Let's enjoy presence. You young people can certainly enjoy it. God is no respecter. He loves all of us, and he wants all of us. And good news, of course, Jesus is alive. He has risen. He not only has risen, but he lives with you. He lives with you, every one of us. Hallelujah. 要这样，他们讲，好，这下来我们今天，这个新的这个新的这个，我们先来，要来做一个，我们here we have a few what you might call missionaries, including my old granddaughter. She was the leading a group of young people to South Africa. In May,
June.
Poorly informed grandpa. So she's going to tell us about her group, about South Africa, and also Kevin and Nancy. They just came back from a mission trip to Hong Kong, to China, where they've been teaching Christians, about the life of Christ. Yeah. So, and who wants to start first? Okay, Carice is the answer. Come up here. Everybody understands you.
Yay! Yay! I am going inviting me to do, and what God is inviting all of us to do, and I'm so happy to be here with you all to worship, to enjoy the presence of God with you. So, in 2015, I went on a short trip to South Africa. We flew into Johannesburg, which is the biggest city, that is, this is the biggest city closest to where, Hands at Work is. So you go on a plane and you sit on the plane for 14 hours. You fly into Johannesburg, then it's another 4-hour car ride into the next biggest city, and then another 30-minute car ride to this little dirt road called Pebble Road, and you pull in to your left, and there you have the Hands at Work complex. And Hands at Work was started, I actually don't remember, but it started with a couple, George and his wife Caroline Seidman, and they are South Africans, and they saw the need around them, and they saw how vulnerable the poorest of the poor in South Africa are, and George Seidman felt this tug in his heart, this deep, deep sorrow, as he saw women and children being abused and ignored and exploited and pushed around, and his heart grieved for that, and his wife grieved for that, and out of that call to show compassion, to show the love of God, they wanted to partner with the local church and to provide the basic aid, so food, education, and shelter for the most vulnerable. And out of that partnership, local church, that grew into a partnership with community. And now we have grow more. The situation in Africa is that over 200 million children die every year because of AIDS. Because what has happened is that whole country, because of this AIDS epidemic, has wiped out a generation of parents. And so the only people who are left are millions of orphans and grandparents. And so the burden of care has fallen onto their no one, or people who just don't have care. And so Hands at Work wants to show the love of Christ by creating a protective wall over each and every child to make sure that they know that they're loved by the Father and know that the Father wants their very best. And as part of the international, we're not from Africa, we're not from the Caribbean, but we are part of the bigger body of Christ. And as a church in the States, and as a church in Australia and the United States, and the UK and Canada, what we do is we send short-term teams to just see what God's doing in Africa, to be a comfort to those who are working so hard to care for these kids. We're there just to give of our time, to give of our resources, and to give of ourselves, to say to those who are working so hard, I heard about you. 15,000 miles away, I heard about you. I heard about what God is doing for you, and I want to spend these next couple of days working with you, to encourage you, to give you hope, just whatever relief you need, so that Christ in me can remind you that Christ is always with you, that He knows you by name. And so that's what I hope. That's what I pray that our short-term team can accomplish this summer. We'll be in South Africa, June 13th to June 24th. It's going to be a team of myself and my mom. And every y'all can't go abroad, but I feel like with that finances, kind of extending them outward, pushing the team forward, saying, yes, we bless you into what God is calling you. So if you feel led to do that, definitely don't have to, but it'd be awesome. Much appreciate that. So God bless you.
Sure, she's part of the team.
Yeah.
She will be under your leadership. Corinne 是大学毕业了，她现在呢就是在申请好几间大学，已经有一两间呢接受了，可是她还在等其他的，这个月她可能就会有消息。所以呢，我们很需要为他申请的新大学的祷告。当然，今天我们是为他去南非祷告。他这个 mission 呢是跟纽约 Richwood 教会呢是他们支持的，是那个Eddie 牧师的女儿 Sarah 是他发动的。很多年轻人Richwood 的已经去过，他是这次是第二次去带队。都为他这次南非之行祷告，还有为他要申请的大学，他是想要进化学院，好几间大学，我们为他祷告。好，感谢主呢，也为茂兰祷告。刚才我说的，他也有一个has a heart, has a mission heart for。所以我们也为大家祷告，感谢主，一起站起来赞美主。当你 come and pray， 你们把手伸出来 ，just you know put out your hands， lay your hands over them， so that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be upon them as they go on mission， and even before they leave， okay。They shall be filled with the Holy anointing of the Holy Spirit, even before the deal they come back. Hallelujah. All right, John, you pray that. We're always up on the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord, as you've heard, Lord, we go before them. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you put your love in their heart. And so that when they meet people, when they fellowship, and to be with them, Lord, that they will know your love. They will know your presence, Lord Jesus. It is for your purpose, Lord, that they're going.
Amen.
Oh, may you fulfill your will, Lord, in heaven and on earth. Oh, especially in this place. And for those children, Lord, and the grandchildren of parents. These two generations, Father. Oh, this place where the poverty is one of the lowest, Lord, of the world. Oh, Jesus, I pray that you lift them up, that they don't feel like they're living in poverty, Lord. They know you, Jesus. And that you could give them joy and strength to go day to day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, and may Corinne and this group in Milan and the two others to accompany them and maybe more. Oh, we pray that you give them a trip that would be a blessing to these people.
Yes.
Lord, and in return, Lord, that you will bless them. Oh, that they do this out of love for you. The love Christ constrained them. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Oh, may you go out and send them in peace. Traveling mercy.
Yes.
And meet all their needs. Oh, thank you. In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That chorus. How go where you send me? I'll do what you want.
I'll go where you want me to go.
This is all. I'll go your love where you sent. I'll do
service. 467. 467.
Or I'll say what you want me to say.
打电话来，
然后做梦的时候听到一个声音说：“今天 要分享啊！”我都忘了，刚刚坐在这里就突然想起来。Colin, I love you. 4年前，我们11、12年前就开始一直往国内走，中国啊，一直是我们的对象是家庭教会。那4年前我们开始接受一个训练，叫做基督生平。那个时候没有想到，可是当我们完了之后，我就把我们一群就是跟我们有关系的 leader 他们在一起，我们开始把他们也带到基督生平。之后我们16年初我们搬到德州，在德州我们开始了第一个基督生平的课，16年的1月6号开始。我们也不知道，就是有一群人大概20几一起参加了这个基督生平。然后之后同时我们的 leader 就问我们要不要跟他一起去中国。那个时候我才 realize 我们的对象不再是家庭教会，我们整个把家庭教会的关系就放到一边，我们开始转到三支。那时候不懂为什么，我只知道一件事情，我心里有一个负担，我看到这一群年轻人，
三字的
呀，这一群三字神学，3年以后，他们都要去中国政府两会所开办的教会里面做牧师。然后这一群人，我心里就是有一个，就让他们认识真实的认识。所以3年前我们开始在中国三字神学院方面的基督生平的教导。所以我们1年去3次。我想你们大家都知道哈，今年2月1号开始颁布的宗教法，中国家庭教会全部都要不准有大聚会，甚至小聚会，家庭聚会都被限制，限制的很厉害。很多人想要进去，只有三字仍然开门我们，而且保护我们。所以我感恩一件事情，就是说我看到神的手自己在预备。3年前我不知道，所以啊，这是前言哈。为什么我们今天仍然进去中国，仍然面对着一群，他们大概都是20岁到30、40岁的这个，他们大部分人都是已经在教会牧会了一段日子，他们被批准来到神学院，然后等到他们毕业之后，他们被差遣叫他们所谓的牧师。可是我想大家大概明白中国三字教会的一些问题。所以我那时候就是一个很对神，我说神你要我们做什么。很可爱的基督生平这6本书，他们就是一个宗旨，神的话，神的道，跟神的道跟神的道，从耶稣降生一直到使徒行传，一直走完这一段，一直到今天。所以我们每次去教一本，就是说3天，从早上 八点半一直到晚上八九点，第二天在早上，这样连着三天，把十个单元二十五课，所以六本书是两年结束。所以这一群学生现在他们变成必修课，你很难想象从 optional 哈，从可以参加分离到变成他们是从最顶上教授都要上这门课，我不晓得。而且这本书现在是两会发行的，也就是说三次他们发的，我真的是怎么想都想不到说在这一段日子神还自己开了一条门，让耶稣基督的神命能够带给他。所以我们就这样子一直走，虽然我们年纪都不小了。那我很高兴一件事情，就是说今年六月在达拉斯的这一班要结束，然后里面有五个人他们要愿意去走上这条道路。所以我相信神自己的神在带啊。
我说愿意的意思就是说你自己要筹款，因为我们去那里的话一毛钱都没收的，那路费啊什么我们都要自己求神供应。
那特别的神给我们 favor， 神给我们恩宠，我们对那里的 leadership 非常的接受，包括在美国，所以我们很多的我们所带出来的，记住他们是很保守的，所以你们这样子的赞美是真的是 no no 的，你们在这里的这样子的 worship 真的是 no no。 可是我感受到一件事，今天有一个中国的一个传道人跟我说，你不要提圣灵这个字。我说好，我不提。你带着诗歌要给他们检查一遍，让他们检查。可是当神要做工的时候，岂是我的嘴巴说圣灵，岂是我讲什么能够限制神的手？我觉得今天我们走这段路之后，我们升回到神自己的权柄，他向左向右，神就这么带。像我们的行李40公斤，我们的行李是 39.9、
yeah.
我们也没有可以称的。那我每次去都很喜欢带书回来，因为那里实在有很多好书，很便宜呀。可是你看，我原来是看到神的爱，神爱他们。今天不是他们是三字的，我是看到神的爱，不是我们俩。所以内容我们就不需要多说了，只是说我们感谢神。Kevin， 对不起，我讲了好多话。Your turn。
我这次比较有一些特别，我们是跟着我们的老师走啊。老师的话，他很多年的话，他都到不同的地方，有人邀请他就去，那么我们就跟着他。那在一个地方的话，就是说我们是第三次去。那当然第三次去，这些学生是跟我们都熟了，也知道我们要求是蛮严格。当中所谓严格的话是很错的。很奇怪，就是说现在要考试啊 ,70 分合格。如果没有考到70分的话，我们就很头痛。因为照理说的话他就不能往下走。那我们一定要想办法给他补考，然后呢补考是同样的题目，大概就可以过了。
每一本书都有 term and final， so they have to pass the term in order to
go。 不过一般来讲的问题是，这些学生是三个月前就拿到书，照理说的话我们在去的时候他应该书上的题目也做过了，但是有少数学生的话那个书上是空白的，那当然考试考不好嘛。但是我们的话就是有几个学生的话，就给他什么个人辅导，然后希望他们，比如说期中考考不及格的话，期末考考不及格啊，那我是觉得这是不是神的一个恩典。那么这一次我们去了一个新的地方，这个并不是神学院，而是一个两会的，就是他们政府认可的教会。那其实讲这个地方的话，是非常非常这个被，也就是说我们开车。坐公车去的话，大巴去那里的话，就觉得这个城市是跟外面隔绝，讯息不是很通的。就一到那里去，我吓了一跳，有一个五层楼的大楼，然后呢，从二层楼开始到五层楼都是房子，然后这是一个 姐妹的牧师，那他就告诉整个一个方法建的是这样一个教会，因为政府不会给钱的，在他们本来有一个教会的会址在比较热闹的马路上，所以有人就要跟他买，结果呢他们就要把这个旧的会址交换现在，同时呢这个建筑商也帮他们建了教会。那这个教会一建完落成典礼以后的话，建筑几乎要破产，所以他就指给我们看，这是我们的教会，都是荒芜，都没建好。那在这个后面的话，就建好的教会。那么就说他们的话很有压力，所以他们都在其中好像在做弊。那我就觉得这个，而且还有两个人，那后来就在那里想，第一个就是去木头，我就让他们分开做啊，结果都没有伤害到他们，让他们不高兴啊。他们能够接受这个作弊的话是不应该的。然后很奇妙的就是他们考试完了，期末考了，全部都过关。因为当中有一根本有点害怕，而且他们觉得自己不够，所以别人的话其实他们作弊没得到什么好处，旁边的人不错。但是呢就是说经过期中考以后，期末考一天的再隔一天的话，那么这个神力，那么这个牧师也跑完一条山的话，跟我们，那我觉得这个是一个，然后在这个教会又有一个神力，有一个主要的同工的话，当然没什么救，但是呢，他在梦中的话，就得到一个药方，他就照了那个药方啊，就是配有药，他好好，但是这个医治的话，有一些特别。就是长话短说的，后来他认为这个药方给其他的肝癌的人去试的话，就一个人的得救，其他五个人没有用。那么呀，那我就说，就是神在一个穷乡僻壤的一个地方啊，会建立一个聚会的地方，而且是一个聚会的点，而且这一些人还很相当可慕啊。那我就是说，就是说。虽然就是说基督教受到政府的打压，但是神还是让我们看到神的手还是在那里一直有，虽然我们不太知道。那我想就是分享，谢谢。
哦，谢谢。
当然谢谢。
等一下我已经祷告，因为这个实在不容易在这样一个环境。Let's pray for this, 这个祷告一站起来啊。现在就是说国际的环境啊相当复杂，不是，而且每一个地方都不一样，真神特别的保守，也实在是啊相信只有圣灵祝福啊，各位举起手，把你的手举起来啊，谢主的感动的祷告，
赞美主，哈利路亚，谢谢谢谢。
哇，奇妙的手在开道路，哇，你在前面开道路。主啊，你真的是爱主百姓，你爱在你爱那一块主。主啊，你要差遣许许多多主。主啊，即便我们看环境不行的时候，你早已经有预备。主啊，你早已经有预备。主啊，我们为那姐、Kevin 大哥他们的这个 team， 主啊，他们每年一进去三次来服侍那边的将来的牧者、弟兄姐妹、传道人。主啊，我们向你献上感谢。主啊，你要祝福他们。主啊，你要透过主啊你自己开的道路，主啊你要把你自己的生命，主啊你的心意带进去。主啊，我们说主啊，你赐给他们灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽。主啊，主啊，在你所预备的道路上完成你自己要做的事情。主耶稣，谢谢你，我们赞美你，愿你的宝血继续的涂抹遮盖他们。主啊，你耶稣基督的生命，主啊，在这个天的上面继续不断的长大，并且能够传播出去。谢谢主，赞美主，哈利路亚，奉耶稣的名感谢祷告请求，
阿门。
慧姐，
我很感谢你是为了Kevin跟 Nancy 他们在中途开一条路，我们无论真是当政府的教会，但是你还是让这个基督能够传出去，
阿门。
就是用他们的手，就是把这个真理无论通过什么方式，但让神你的道要在他们心中能够扎根，让那些那些那些 者、一些传道人，就是能够领受到神你的恩典。但是他们在无论在他们传说方面，但是神你要自己在他们身上做工，让他们经历你，知道耶稣是活在他们里面的。哦，他们所传讲的就是这位又活又真的神。哦，主啊，你要在那里要做工，要拯救更多的中国的人，那些灵魂是真的是爱的。哦，主，你在他们前面铺路，为他们预备他们所需求的，从他们的身体、财政的提出啊，你都加添力量，真是让他们在那里同在。谢谢你，耶稣的
阿门。主啊，我们求你用圣灵更多的恩膏他们。
阿门。
恩膏他们，主耶稣。你说的主啊，不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
阿门。
主啊，那是依靠万军之耶和华的灵。
阿门。
主啊，当彼得他认识你是基督，是神的儿子，主啊，你说这是天上的父所指示，这不是说血肉的可以指示的，主啊。所以我求你，就是恩膏他们，圣灵与他们同在。
阿门。
他不但就把这些真理传讲了。但实实在在的有圣灵的启示，圣灵的恩膏，就是当初启示彼得的。哦，你是基督，是神的儿子，主啊，你也说认识独一的真神和你所差来的耶稣基督，这才是神的儿子。这样的福音，所以说这样的教导，就透过一个传递给大陆这些牧者传。还有那些青年一代的人，谢谢你做这个工作的，但愿你真是依着他们的信，依着他们的顺服，主啊，你做的更多。照你的应许，你说信你的人，你所做的事也要做，你先做比这更大的事情。是他们真是多结果子，就我们的父得的荣耀，我们的奉主耶稣。
阿门，
阿门，哈利路亚！赞美！我们要预备我们的心呢，来领受这个饼杯。好，哈利路亚 ！Thank you, let's prepare our hearts. I have always regarded the communion service as the most important, as the holiest of all the meetings occasions we have.Because this is the only, I don't know what you call it, only gathering, the only, act of remembrance that's commanded personally by the Lord Jesus. And ever since I was saved, I just somehow have always, you know, enjoyed this, meeting, service, and any other. Nothing could have stopped me from coming.You know, to this, holy communion part. And I have also, heard that, in the different churches, at Ridgewood, probably the only church that has, looked upon this communion as really a solemn, holy service. Every time we're there, you know, we're touched by God. You know, if we are not careful, if we are not informed of what the Bible says, we can just do it, you know, just like a ritual. You do it quickly and then you get over it. No, this is the service where we can really drink, as Jesus said, you know, my flesh is eatable, my blood is drinkable.In other words, he wants us just to take in, you know, by faith, just take him in, accept what he has to offer. So when he says that, you know, this bread is my body, and when he says this cup represents my blood, he was really offering all of himself, all that he is, all that he has, and wants us to take.That is really, you know, I just find it's
communion service is so rich that I've been speaking or, you know, they shown the different aspects of the full meaning of this communion for as long as I've been talking about it. Ever since I started the church in Maryland, there I've passed for 20 years, and here we have been here for 18 years. And every time at the communion, I find something new about the Lord, one aspect or other aspect of the communion. It's just so meaningful if we do it in the Holy Spirit, you know, but if we just do it literally, take the Bible literally, and do it as something like a historical event, we won't get much out of it. And this communion says, oh, it's Jesus offering himself to us. And when we take the bread, we drink, we take the cup, and we should realize that Jesus is offering himself to us. Not just his death, but his resurrection. And all that is consistent in this. Hallelujah. Let's prepare our hearts. And I just want to bring out one point, you know, that's in the second chapter of the book of Acts. And it's a long chapter, but briefly speaking, the Apostle Peter and the other 11 apostles, they stood up like one voice, declaring in his sermon the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said it two or three times that, the Jesus Nazarene, of whom you have crucified, God has raised him up. And then he quoted from Psalm 16, where David, moved by the Holy Spirit, prophesied the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Pentecost really means Christ is risen, to put it very simply. That's Pentecost. When people talk about Pentecostal experience, they think of speaking in tongues, seeing visions, it's much more than that. Much more than that. It's about the risen Savior, the living Christ. You see, he has risen not for himself but for all of us, and not in an objective sense but in the subjective sense, in that he has come to live within us by pouring out his Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. That is what Pentecost really means. And you look at his disciples, you know, after Pentecost and before Pentecost, they were entirely different. Two people. Just think of Peter, who denied Jesus three times. You think of that young fellow, that young lad that we read in the Gospel of Mark in 16, where when Jesus was arrested, there was about to be crucified. All of the disciples, they just fled. They left him, they fled for fear of death. And there was a young lad, you know, he had a sheet upon him, and when they tried to get him, you know, he threw over the sheet and just ran naked for his life. And those were the weaknesses we see, you know, in the disciples before Pentecost. But look at what different after Pentecost. They were so bold, powerful in their messages. Why? Because Jesus, you know, was not only rose from the dead, but now he lives in them, within them, by the Holy Spirit. And really, this ought to be the gospel that we should bring to people. The gospel that the Apostle Paul preached, that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives within me. So he was preaching the Christ, not only the Christ crucified, but the Christ risen and also living within him. That's why he says Christ lives within him. That ought to be the experience of every Christian, every conversion should improve that experience. So when we bring Christ to people, we bring not just a dead Christ who died 2,000 years ago, but a living Christ, who is full of compassion. God needs it. And I'm so thankful that he has given, you know, himself to us so that we can, you know, have his nature, his compassion, his love, and to care for people who are forgotten, ignored, or suffering. That's what Jesus, that's the heart of Jesus. And we're giving a part of that loving heart of Jesus. I'm so grateful. Now, all of this is, you know, included in the being, you know, communion, this holy thing. Another point I want to bring out is that Peter pointed out in Psalm 16, he says, quoted today, he said that in thy presence is the fullness of joy, and then on that day that I shall see you face to face. So that is a deeper meaning of Pentecost, which is to bring us into an intimate relationship with God, because Christ lives within us. He's so close to us. He brings us closer to God, into intimacy. Corey also mentioned that intimacy when she goes to South Africa. And that's the best part of the gospel. And that is the best thing that we can impart to people, is to bring them into a personal relationship, especially that intimacy with God. Then they shall forever be satisfied. Hallelujah. How do we say that? He died for me.
He rose from the dead. Because he died for me,
I will live for him. We have a certain message.
救恩是从你而出的
哦，
主啊，你把这个没这个完整的救恩赐给我们哦，让我们真是能够白白的领受 主啊，谢谢你，我们在这里要完全的领受，
先
要把我们要把你完全的接到我们的心里。我们知道你今天在活着，在坐在我们全能的主啊，你把这个救恩让我们地上能够活出来，并且让这个救恩能够传遍所有世上的人。哦，当这些人都能够蒙恩得到你的恩赐。哦，主啊，谢谢你，你的心意要所有的人都能够得到，能够被拯救，能够看到，真是神你的救恩是多么美好。哦，谢谢你，今天你要把你要把真是你的身体、你的血，真是洒在这个地上的时候，说让我们再次的看到，你要使万人都能够归向你。
阿门。
谢谢你所成就的救恩，奉耶稣基督的祷告。
阿门。
你跟着自己哦，阿门。永远举起耶稣，赞美主不息。Remember, Jesus is offering himself he is and he has and everything, not just now, but eternally, for eternity. Right now, we understand very little what it means, but as we grow in the Lord and we grow in the Word of God, we will understand what Jesus means when he said, "This is my body." Let's just take the bread. Remember what Jesus said. This is my body. That's all of himself. Or easier, like to take a thing. This is the East, 就是他把他自己给我。不是吃饼，乃是这样做。那个属灵的意义，耶稣告诉我们，就他把他自己给我们。这样的薄饼呢，才有意义。这是耶稣所设立的这样一种，他还有他的血，这里面呢也是说了很多他的爱、他的牺牲，他为我们一切，要接近我们，要使我们成圣，要使我们得胜，都包含在这个血的里面的意思。我们带着信心，我们这样来喝，一起来喝 ，Let's drink it， 哈利路亚，哦，谢主。哈利路亚，谢谢主耶稣。
Jesus, my Savior, is all things to me. You know, as we grow in Christian life, gradually we understand that He is all to me. Oh, what a wonderful Savior is He. What a wonderful Savior is He. We grow closer and He becomes more wondrous than me. Guiding, protecting of life's rolling sea. He will guide you, lead all the of your life, no matter what happens. The mighty deliverer, Jesus, He is mighty deliverer. Deliver us from any situation, any bondage. He can then you say, Jesus for me, Jesus for me. Yes, He's for you. Remember, He not only loves you, but He is for you Himself. Let's sing the first stanza. And then we close each other.
He is my Savior, and all things to me.
Oh, what a wonderful Savior is He. Guiding, protecting, all my rolling sea. My deliverer, Jesus for me.
Blessed.